making it.
Rose Martin has inherited a family tradition.
My mother's the one that taught me how to do a basketry when I was about 10 years old and gave me that gift to weave.
She and other weavers on the Tehuna Adam Reservation in Arizona create some of the best Native American baskets. The intricate, tightly woven baskets feature the colors of plants and grasses in the region. Rose has won awards for her baskets. She weaves in the same style as her ancestors, who lived in the desert and harvested fruit and vegetables. Some of her baskets have traditional designs, while others contain original patterns.
I put butterfly on here because I feel that it's everything that a woman does is always so beautiful.
Rose begins by weaving grasses into a round base called a spoke. Then she fills in the sides of the basket with different weaves and patterns. Before that, she goes to her garden and gathers devil's claw, a plant she weaves into her baskets. Devil's claw and other plants used in basket making were once plentiful on the reservation, but now they are hard to find. So Rose goes to homes outside the reservation where she can pick a plant called bear grass for free.
I just go out to the resident and I ask if I could gather a bear grass. They said, sure, why not? I've been trying to get rid of those weeds. So I pick them and I gather, and I practically clean their yard.
Basket weaving for the Tehuna Atham is more than art. There's a shortage of jobs on the reservation, so it's a way for people to support themselves. Rose says she will sell the basket she's weaving for more than $100, and the larger, more elaborate baskets may bring in more than $1,000. Rose has 10 grown children and says the money was especially important when they were young.
Weave at night, and what I make is to pay for the baby food or whatever.
Her baskets are sold at this cultural center on the reservation. Rose's daughter, Clovia, works at the center and says the traditional man in the maze design is popular.
It's a way of life to us. From the center is from when you're in the womb, then out, as you're going out, is the way of life, your struggles and what you have to go through in life. And when you pass on, you will go to our Creator.
To Rose, basket weaving is a way to preserve the culture and traditions of the Tehuna Atham. She hopes Clovia and her 6 other daughters will follow in her footsteps.
To keep the basket tree alive, and I hope they do carry it on for my great-grandchildren, too.
Deborah Block, VOA News, on the Tehuna Atham Reservation in Arizona.